Blog Talk Radio.
Black House. Black House. Molotov cocktails, I brought a match.
Lightning.
Let's blame Griffin. Tweet about that.
Yeah.
I'll never burn down my neighborhood.
No.
But downtown Cleveland.
Cleveland's
really good.
Yeah.
Dan Gilbert's commercial. See the horseshoe.
Yeah.
Me and my posse bound to come
through.
We'll make like my brothers in Cairo.
Yeah.
It's Cashmere Jackson.
Jackson.
Through the front door. Hail Mary Jackson. I'm in defiance. I wage war on this piece of land. Guardian angels, they're pastor angels.
The
big cops graze at a precinct rally.
Yeah.
Month after, they killed Senator Melissa.
They
I got your ear.
Melissa.
You better listen.
Listen.
You better not ask me the reason why.
I'm tired of black folks dying.
Black killer black, they go to jail. Cop killer black, they never see jail. I'm the wrong man to have a CCW.
Reload.
Drop me down to act a fool. Hot shot. 137 times. Click his disc. 137 rhymes.
Damn.
Melissa.
Melissa.
Nisha.
Nisha.
Mir.
Mir.
That bull's gon' end this year.
We will.
You get the look by. You get the ride by. Down dirty music.
We call it homicide. The government covers side. All the time going south. Got you stuck in the gap. And you trying to get out. My liberty was looking at my destiny. Was to try. And nobody know what's going on. Cause everybody's high. So a cutthroat person. See it as a perfect cop. For you short and high. Look how the game designed. But it ain't a mystery. I'm not a day. Tell who's surprised. It seems like all my people going with the lies. It's that real lyrics that cut that cap rapping down. Seen it be less dropouts than more Catholic down. I had to see it for myself. I'm educated from the crowd. Generation played out. They got you beat.
Hey,
so you went to a safe house. Another death in my family. Life intervention break the place out. And I know we about to break the space out. Politician, you can't hang out.
No
government officials do anything to get their name out. It's no doubt. Legacy, my blackout sound. The sheriff, they can't stop. Yeah.
Already at a 216-205 phone number, 216-205. I just have to give you like three quick disclaimers and maybe one more minute after that. And disclaimer number one, for all those online, those calling in, disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pens, pencils, paper, notebooks, laptops, desktops, iPhones, smartphones, for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. I listen, not sure how long because it's only an hour-long program. And disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I may take the time to see what's on your mind. We have so many things to do that before I get to that 216-205 phone number, let me give you the top 10 from a Monday to a Monday when it comes to like everything from music, entertainment, that type of stuff. And starting with number 10, Lady Hood Stars. Number 9, a re-debut for E-Max. We waiting for that new EP release from him. Number 8, Queen Nana with Black People. Number 7, Gambino Red. We made it. Number 6, well, what we started off with, Sheriff Kilroy, Black House Sounds, Music to Ride By. You can find that on YouTube under My Movie 6. That's numeral 6. So My Movie 6, Joseph Motley J.R. period, Joseph Motley Jr. Number 5, moving up, my man Solomon Kane. Number 4, moving up, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished, Oppressed People's Nation's very own King Swisher. And on Audio Mac, there's an album called The Revolution Will Be Heard and Televised, featured a whole lot of different artists that talk about revolutionary things, the sign of the times, and I'm just honored that King Swisher chose for me to be on there as well. So this is volume 1, and volume 2 and 3 are already out there getting ready to be released, and King Swisher is making sure that he's getting that out there on an international level. So shout out to him. Number 3, Black Man's Army theme. Over 3,700 people have heard this. Playing on the bus, the Black Man's Army bus, E-Max, Sergeant Major Stokes, Sheriff Kilroy. Number 2, the debut of the Red Carpet Awards. More later. And number 1, the debut. This the Tamir. That's right, the Tamir Rice Day of Healing. Much more about that later on because it ended up being like one of the major things that's happening. Since I see a couple of people online before I go to that 216-703, I want to see what's going on with 216-205. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing good, Mr. P. Yourself?
I am doing well, man. I'm excited for this weekend.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure I called the show, let you know that we listening and support you very much in everything you do, and make sure that everybody come out to that Al Porter birthday party on Friday, so we're going to have a good time. So.
I believe that. That's the, wow, HJS Music, www.hjsmusic.com, presents Al Porter Jr.'s birthday party, Friday, June 26th. 2015, 7 to 9 p.m., that's Cleveland Standard Time, at Cleveland State University's main classroom building, 2121 Euclid Avenue, large room 136. You can enter from Chester or from Euclid, and that's Cleveland, Ohio, 44115. And for contact information, you can call 216-804-7462. I'm looking forward to that because we'll probably be calling in and bothering EMAX radio show when he uses the same phone number on a Friday for Hood Tunes. And also voiceofradio.com said they'll be doing a live broadcast from there. So I'm just looking forward to see, like, prizes that have come through and being around so many people that I respect as well. That's always appreciated.
Hey, man, every time I talk to you, Mr. Porter, you're doing something for somebody, so we just want to do something for you. And I'm going to ask you with Emacs, if you can, I sent him that EC101 remix, if he can pull it up offline for me so I can get play. And thank you.
All right, no problem. We will do that. And thank you again.
Yes, sir. I'm listening. Bye.
Oh, no problem. We appreciate that. That is my man once again at www.hgsmusic.com. And I'm looking forward to that birthday party. Creator Willing, Friday, June the 26th, 2015, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Before I do anything else, and go to that 216-703 phone number that has been waiting ever so patiently, I want to let people know, since I alluded to it, you can use this same phone number of 646-478-0944. Wednesdays, 9 p.m., Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Talk. and that's Emacs and the Mindset. They deal with international politics broke down to a local level, and you can use that 646-478-0944 phone number Fridays and Saturdays, 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time for Hood Tunes Radio, Emacs Music Business 101. And if anybody is wondering about any of the subject matter that I might talk about tonight, you can always reach me via Facebook at Alfred Porter Jr. Period. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. That's Alfred Porter Jr. Jr. Period. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can also Facebook Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop. As a matter of fact, I just want to say before I go to the next phone call, there's certain things that are coming up also. This Sunday, I feel very blessed and thankful. This Sunday, June the 28th, Red Carpet Awards, 5 to 9 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's at 7001 Denison Avenue at the SACH, the SAC Music Hall, where Alfred Porter Jr. was nominated for the Legendary Award alongside Suave Gotti, Tory Riff Raff Robinson, the real Riff Raff. Say, got to put it out there. And Oppressed People's Nation Chairman, Ernest L. Smith. But just to be nominated is very nice in itself. And I want to say that I'm very, very thankful that, you know, my mom, she's in the hospital for a few days, but I'm glad that she's back at the home front doing quite well. And the reason that I say that is a heavy heart. I have to say rest in heaven to Ernest L. Smith, who buried his granny. Hey, she was everybody's granny. Endo Dub Sack from Black House Sounds. He lost his grandmother, and Queen Alonda lost her aunt last week. So with that being said, let's go to the 216703 phone number. How are you doing out there?
Joe Legacy, Motley, Black House Sound, the founder. What's up, Mr. Sheriff?
Man, you have been on, I always knew you were a producer, man. I always knew you were an artist and a lyricist. This year, you stepped up your game to being in plays, as well as the fact that the video production company you have, like for that music, The Riot By, the Zero Plus None is One, Dropping Bars, I Be Dropping Bars, and a couple of others, man, it's good to see you really, really step outside the comfort zone and do so many different things, man.
Well, I have a lot of other things that I want to do, but I need a lot of support from other local artists in Cleveland. A lot of people probably think my demeanor is standoffish or, you know, I don't want to be bothered or I'm just a mean guy. And that's not the case. I'm just very serious. And if they look at the body of work that I do, they will see that when you talk to me, let's get to business. Like, I don't want no excuses. Somebody going to jail. People got to go to the hospital. I got to babysit. I don't care nothing about that. If you want to be a singer, rapper, anything in the entertainment business, you have to be very serious. Now, lately, I've been slipping because the Tamir Wright event, I did not make that due to my money. My money issue was not all the way together. And that's another reason why I need local artists, if they interested in Black House Sound, to really take hold and understand that the body of work that a brother been doing, and not just that, that they can be included in the journey. So that's where I'm at in 2015. But other than that, I just wanted to get that out there, because a lot of people think, oh, you know, Motley is he's unapproachable. No, that's not the fact. It's just like the President of the United States. If you go and try to conduct business with him, you're going to waste his time or you're going to get straight to the point. All right, now I understand I ride the bus and I understand that I don't have all the luxury things that every other artist have, but one thing I have that they have is I have talent, and I know what I'm doing with it, and and areas I don't. And that's why I need local people to come around, because they also help me go a step further. And I'm just so happy to hear that your mother made it home safely. I am so sad to hear about what happened to my brother, Endo Dovesack. Grandmother, may she rest in peace. That lady did a lot of things for me when a lot of people turned the other way. She always told me to hang in there and just try to do something with my life. So I hope she's looking down from heaven with my grandmother and a lot of people that I lost, and feel that I'm working towards that journey.
Man, I appreciate the phone call, man. It's very uplifting, and I know a lot of people are taking heed to what you just said. So I just wanted to say once again, man, I appreciate everything you've been doing for the past few years. It's been nothing but growth.
Thank you so much, and I'm going to keep trying to grow. But I need y'all local artists to start contacting the Brother Black House Sound.
All right. We appreciate that, brother.
All right. Peace.
Peace. And I know he's going to be listening, so I'll probably get into a track that I know he'll like. But I just wanted to throw out there real quick, since I had the chance to do it, you can feel free to Facebook or Blog Talk other shows such as D Gambit Radio, Who Has the Power Radio, Bored and Restless Radio, Miss Contagious, I Am Superwoman Radio. Let them know that you heard it from, of course, Man in the Streets when you call in and make contact. And also, there's another one out there kicking it with Kim from My Loud Radio. Definitely do that one. And before I go and play a track, I just want to get into one thing that I took the past Saturday, since he mentioned it. It was Tamir's Pledge at the Day of Healing event, and it states like this. And wow, I had to put all this together, but that's cool because everybody read the pledge at the same time. But it was like, I, Alfred Porter Jr., age 45, date June 20th, 2015, promise to always listen to my parents, love and honor and respect them, study hard in school, strive to get excellent grades and reach my goals in life. I'll remember my community and give back to it. I will always treat others as I would like to be treated. I will practice harmony, peace, and love. And that came from the family of Tamir Rice, and proud that you are taking this pledge to honor his memory. Now, the reason that I want to mention it is that it was very, 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 very beautiful event, which was the past Saturday. Like, you had poetry from Robin, but Councilman Zach Reed was the only councilman to show up at that event. Even the person who was over in the ward of Cadell Rec Center, Matt Zone, didn't even show up. And not even the mayor, but hey, that could be expected. You had a magician show, and he was assisted by MC that we played on this show. This is a hip-hop workshop and other places, brother by the name of Anti. You had, of course, Vince Robinson of the Jazz Poets. It was a very powerful day because you had as speakers, Sister Dr. Ava Muhammad, National Spokeswoman for the Nation of Islam First, and Minister Michael Muhammad as well. And, you know, I just want to throw it out there that not only did Reverend Greer speak, SELC type of thing, but you had a performance from Kenny Ali from Youngstown. He did a tribute rap to Tamir Rice. You had Scott Taylor, Channel 19 News, showed up with his family, not to do any reporting, just to support. And you also had Sir Knox's performance, Hands Up, Don't Shoot, which made it into Cleveland Plain Dealer. Kim Brown of the Brown Report newspaper, Don Bryant, First Lady's Dynasty, Carl Stokes Brigade, Reverend Brooks, Revolution Books, that is. The Revolution Books, you know those guys. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, HGAS Music, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's DJ Dollar Rock, New Abolitionist, and I helped Silver B in the mix with talent. Humble G killed it, as usual. Toy Riff Raff Robinson, the original Riff Raff, got to say it again, Rain the Quiet Storm, were among those who were in attendance, who were there to support Samira Rice. Of course, she's the mother of Tamir. Latanya Goldsby and the rest of the family at the community healing event at the Cadell Rec. BMA, I got to give it to B&M Barbecue. They had the dogs, burgers for everyone, fruit, pastry, Gatorade, water, tea. And I just wanted to say that Tamir's mom wanted to celebrate Tamir's 13th birthday and let the community know that she's here and doing okay. Some of Tamir's teachers were there and are starting something called the Butterfly Effect that helps students affected by Tamir's death. And you have to think about that, because every time something happens in the community, think about it, a tragedy, who comes out to help our students? Like, who came out to help the students in East Cleveland who had to go through that 137 shot travesty? That's just something to think about. Before I play this record, I'm going to throw on this 216 phone number and see how the 216-486 person is doing. How you doing out there?
Hello, sir. I'm doing fine. And I'm just calling in to just thank everyone that I'm out of the hospital and back again to listen to you and to learn many things from you and from the family. Thank you.
Hey, we appreciate you, and thank you very much for that phone call. You know, that's a beautiful thing in itself. Before I do anything else, I'm going to get one thing out of the way. It'll take about a minute, and then I know exactly who I need to play. And I just want to let you all know that I spoke about the Peace Alliance in great depth, good and bad. But last Thursday, I met with a brother by the name of Brother Hank from the Icons Group. And he emphatically let me know that Councilman Zach Reed was wrong when he said the Peacemakers Alliance worked hand in hand with the police. And Hank had checked them for at least suggesting and saying that they were like mob informants. The next day, Pastor Angel rolled up on me, and he was very adamant and asked me to retract statements I'd put up on social media. Now, I can honestly say I've worked with Pastor Angel in the past, and I'm sure that he's a good man. He's very dedicated. But on the flip side, on February 10th, 2013, 3 months after Tim and Melissa's execution by 137 shots, Pastor Angel sponsored a police rally at the 2nd District. And his quote was, "The police did their job, and for that, they were persecuted." Quotes like that do still hurt families of police brutality and a community. And then if a person ends up filmed on top of it, but never mind, I got to at least give credit to certain things that he has done in the community. And with that being said, I got to play this song, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished. My man, King Swisher, put out one of the nicest things out there. It's called A Revolution Will Be Heard and Televised, featuring all kind of different artists on there. From himself to myself to Chairman Earn to different other things on there, we're going to play his song, Never Ignorant, Getting Goals Accomplished, my man King Swisher. Be right back at 646-478-0944.
Most of our people are comfortable.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My bro got shot by some chain bangers.
Well,
you been on the corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
In high school with that bang, nigga.
Nope.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. Nigga.
Right.
Nigga. Nigga. 33 rotations and too much change, nigga. They bustin' shots on public square, nigga. 22 murders in a quarter year, nigga.
Hey.
We wasn't like this as young niggas.
Nope.
We came up with the handshake.
What's up, bro?
Me Wood and Knight walking down Hathaway.
Yeah.
Thurman just went down for that little blaze. My boss showed me how to play the bang. Niggas still don't like me. Ask me if I give a fuck.
Nah.
April 3rd, they told me some shit. What the
what
fuck? 2.5 million opens on this globe, huh?
Yeah.
I'm the one that's been a motivated soldier. Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My bro got shot by some cane bangers. You been on the corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
In high school with that bang, nigga.
Do.
Nigga.
nigga, nigga, nigga.
I'm talking to you,
nigga, 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 nigga.
Look.
I ain't gon' stop, what the fuck for, nigga?
Hell
nah. I done tried it too, and it didn't work, nigga. I did me from day one, fuck what you do, nigga. Just 7 lessons, crime, how I do, nigga.
No.
I ain't nothing new, nigga, but a new day. Who gonna give a fuck what the Joneses say?
I'ma
leave it for my people wise enough to shut up and listen. I'm here for that reason, but society do they best to dismiss it. Fuck them off, the ignorant dominion won't admit it.
No.
I got some shit to say, most of you niggas fake with it.
Bro.
Keep them all copycat, kick them built ass niggas. Fuck mine and sisters, where they bought to Mickey D, bitches.
Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My bruh got shot by some cane bangers.
Real.
You been on the corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that cane, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
Hold up.
I walk to any spot, red car, spending your money, nigga.
Yeah.
It's a job to live. Glad I'm smart, nigga.
So.
Fuck the pie structure, gotta learn a mind, nigga.
Gotta learn
a so tall, this chest, checkers ass, nigga.
Ha!
So king with it, how could this shit fit me wrong?
Uh-huh.
My past is cool, but the future's what I'm looking for.
Uh-huh.
My assistance is real. Fuck what you feel, nigga.
Uh-huh.
Never ain't it getting those accomplishments, word to Pac, nigga. Life ain't no game, nigga.
Nope.
My bruh got shot by some cane bangers. You been on the corner with that cane, nigga.
Yeah.
And high school with that cane, nigga. 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 Nigga.
I'm talking to you.
Nigga. 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 Nigga.
Hey, welcome back to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, chapter 4, verse 25. And I want to let you all know that, ouch, this one is a really short story that really hurts me to my heart. And you probably will figure out why in just a moment. But the reason it hurts me to my heart is because the recall Mayor Jackson needed 12,025 at least registered, you know, voters to at least call for a recall. They had 10,000 invalid signatures because the petition circulator failed to fully complete the petition forms. But fortunately, the recall effort has 20 more days left. And I'm going to call your attention to something real quick. The reason I say the Alfred Porter JR. Period Facebook page with the sheriff's hat, probably what I'll do is start giving out the contact number and all of that so that if you all definitely want to quote unquote be involved and definitely start it like this. You can call 216-501-7368. That's 216-501-7368. Let them know you heard that information from Man in the Streets, Al Porter, and they will probably make sure that you get quote unquote work so that you can be paid for helping work on that. So I just wanted to throw that out there. One good way to give back. Number two, I want to let people know that this Saturday, the day after the birthday party at Cleveland State, wow, 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, East 22nd Street, it's the Cuyahoga Community College Boulevard. Ward 5 Festival Parade to Friendly End Settlement. That means we get a chance to walk through all the project areas and everything like that heading to East 55th Friendly End Settlement. BMA will be there. Black on Black Crime Incorporated will be there. Feel free to come through, be a part of that. And also, to give you a little bit more information, not a lot, but a little bit more, just in case there's something you feel like I'm always left out of or people don't give you advice, I'll let you know real quick that blackonblackcleveland.com, That's blackonblackcleveland.com. It's the official website for Black on Black Crime Incorporated. But Black Man Army meetings are every Wednesday at 6 p.m. at the Black on Black Crime Incorporated BMA headquarters, because Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings follow at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road, intersection at the Resource Center, 44112. I had to throw that out there. That way people will say, like, okay, I'll let them know just a little bit of something. I want to go back in time if I can. You know, I didn't want to just talk about this until I at least had some idea what I wanted to say. But since I do, I just want to throw out there, I always did like, you know, coming up, I'm not afraid or ashamed to admit that I like to see the Scooby-Doo cartoons, like the Mystery Machine. As a matter of fact, last week, Scooby, Fred, Shaggy, Daphne, Thelma, even Scooby-Dum, they all rolled up to Spokane, Washington in their Mystery Machine and uncovered a masked liar, 37-year-old Rachel Dolezal, president of the Spokane NAACP. So she stepped down, you know, last Monday. Now, she's a motivational speaker. At the before everything came out, she was a motivational speaker telling black youth how she encountered a lot of racism as a black person growing up, always showing a picture of her black father. She sold artwork that made thousands. Esteemed author, but Scooby sniffed this out as her white parents, yep, Rachel's mom, Ruth Ann Dolezal, isn't sure, as she said it herself, why her white daughter would pretend to be black, even though she had adopted. The parents adopted African-American siblings, and Rachel married and divorced a black man, and then soon after, she got her tan on, went and got the weave and everything else. Now, that's a real NAACP Image Award for affirmative action, as she filed applications stating she was African-American. Now, I'm going to let you know right now, I don't have a problem with her wanting to identify, all right, with or as black, but she shouldn't have lied. It's kind of like me putting on a hammock or something like that, you know, the beanie, using skin cream, a goatee, and saying I'm Jewish to get a job as a Jewish money planner. Now, Ms. Dolezal, she got over by lying. She stood next to Baltimore City state attorney in Freddie Gray's death. National attention, I don't care what you identify with, but tell the truth. Anyone claiming black should at least go through what I do when I claim black. And if you tell the truth, you won't be embarrassed when your adopted brothers say you told them not to say anything. So lesson one, no matter how you may think you get away with something, and that doesn't have to be with that. It can be anything. People talk. Lesson two, tell the truth. While I'm on giving out a little bit more information, I want to let people know that should you choose, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show is Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m. on voiceofradio.com. And, see, I'm giving you a break to take something in. The Art McCoy Radio Show airs on Sundays, 5 p.m. WERE 1490 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. And yes, every once in a while I do slide in a few hip hop artists, not just myself, but a few others because, hey, that's in my heart. So with that being said, I'm going to take the time before I play the next track and let people know that, wow, the 4th annual Getting Smart in the Park Community Empowerment and Awareness event. It's on Facebook under 4th Annual Getting Smart in the Park Community Empowerment and Awareness event, Saturday, July 18th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and that will be at Luke Easter Park, 3090 MLK Drive, Cleveland, Ohio. Why didn't they just add in Kansas? But anyway, the Ultimate Advocates PUA, you can always go to their Facebook page to see what's going on. Check with them about affidavits against the police department, especially in Brelo's case, because they have filed it, or Pastors Thompson, who's behind that event. They're very open to hip-hop, as well, as long as it has a message or what have you. Trust me, they're very open to it. They did an excellent job at that, and I just wanted to throw that out there. So with that being said, let's see if I can't throw on, since I feel like we have done that, I'm going to throw on my man Gambino Red, We Made It. Be right back.
Thank you. since I left, they want me back up in the hood. Cause they hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it. And it feels exactly how it should. Doing things now back then, I wish I could. And now they hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it.
Look, they hate it cause we made it out and on the better days. Now on this flight to the top, in due time we'll reach the destination. Like I said before, we're just patiently waiting on this time to come.
Our time.
No hesitation. That means when it opens itself to us, we gon' take it. And I'll put that shit on everything that we gon' make. So if you don't believe that, just suck it up, cause you gon' face it. Like my trees, I rolled, you would've thought that I laced it. Mile high living, just one hit and you know you taste it. Got your shorty in the cut choosing, looking oh so anxious. From the look in her eyes, she down for fornication. So let me curve that ass, I'd rather not get involved with Satan. That shit get hard, but I know I gotta do it. Stay focused, dog, that's all I know, and I'm sticking to it, yeah. Sticking to our goals, sticking to our dreams. Wahoo gang, nigga, we the new winning team. Yeah,
everything good, but ever since I left, they want me back up in the hood. Cause they hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it. And it feels exactly how it should. Doing things now back then, I wish I could. And now they hate it cause I made it,
I'm hey.
Hate it cause I made it,
we
hey.
Paid it.
Cause I made it, money motivated, ain't have a thing. Posted on the block, a young boy, I ain't have a name. Big bruh said, do this shit, it ain't about rap, so fuck fame. Told me rape the game for what it's worth, man, get all the change. Come from a city where your friend be your friend and me. 9 days, they envying, you either dead or he killing him. These niggas switching up and they ain't playing their position. Niggas be snitching up in court if they the co-defendant. Regardless, I'm the hardest with this shit written. I mean, murder rap farther, more balls than a life sentence. Jail time on my head, nigga name in the system. Fuck these niggas snitching, got a clipping, nigga I snip them. Hate it cause I made it, nigga we the greatest. Nigga sipping on this lean, nigga. Know a nigga faded in the gang, nigga. Getting changed, nigga. You a lame, nigga. Smoking on that high grade, I'm higher than a plane, nigga.
Everything good, but ever since I left, they want me back up in the hood. Cause they hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it. And it feels exactly how it should. Doing things now back then, I wish I could. And now they hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it, hey. Hate it cause I made it.
And welcome once again to Al Porter, Man in the Streets, Music Activism News, and the number here is 646-478-0944. I appreciate a couple of people called in and let me know up front. They do not want to be on the air, but I appreciate you using the phone to listen in direct. Anybody change their mind, if you ever want to get back on, you can always press that key, that one key, and let me know. Sometimes people might hang up and call back, and I know they want to be back on the air, and others can just stop listening online and use that same phone number to call in. But I want to take the time to let people know real quick before I get into activity that's coming through that you can on a Monday morning at 2 a.m. It's the Butters Radio Show, WRUW.org, 91.1 FM. That's Cleveland Standard Time, and that's on WRUW. And the reason I have to throw that out there is Garbs Infinite is definitely a DJ who plays not only local artists, but he's on the staff at the Ohio Hip Hop Awards show. And then there's 216 Radio, Saturdays, midnight, Cleveland Standard Time, WCSB.org, WCSB 89.3 FM. You can always go on that Facebook page for 2121SIC Radio, that 216 Radio, and you'll be able to see how you can send in submissions and all that good stuff. Now, since I've done that part, I'll let you know one quick event the Wolfpack Nation video shoot this Thursday. We'll be at Belinda's Nightclub. It's the birthday bash and video shoot from 9 p.m. to 2:30 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. That's June 25th, Belinda's Nightclub, 9613 Madison Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102, $8. That'll be very interesting because the Wolfpack Nation are some very, very hardworking West Side brothers who have done some revolution songs and a few other things. And if you will let me indulge and get like maybe 2.5 to 3 minutes out of the way, I'm going to do my best to combine a couple of stories and get back to some music. Cleveland Mayor Frank G. Jackson gave an editorial in yesterday, Sunday's Plain Dealer, saying that because of the city reaching a settlement with the Department of Justice dissent decree, he was going to work on community policing so that police will stop being warriors and turn into guardians so there won't be community mistrust. And I agree with the mayor on that one. Unfortunately, he forgets if he doesn't stop city lawyers from automatically protecting cops from all lawsuits and police brutality cases and not challenging the union, then what will change? Now, the past Friday, First Lady's Dynasty, Don Bryant, Revolution Books, Black Man's Army, New Abolitionist Ohio, joined the Rice family as we invaded the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association at 1303 West 58th Street, Cleveland, Ohio, 44102. The only reason I'm throwing out their address is because in case anybody else ever wants to go down there and protest, feel free. But anyway, we had to go down there to check the union head, Steve Loomis, about remarks he made about Tamir Rice shooting. Then again, he's been making a whole bunch of remarks. But we all know Timothy Lohman, he shot Tamir in the abdomen within 2 seconds of his partner, Frank Garbeck, stopping the cruiser within feet of the boy. Now, when we got to the CPPA, yeah, I'm using the acronym so I don't have to keep on saying the Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association. There we go. CPPA headquarters, we were left a flyer by Steve Loomis, which read, "Dear protesters, while we respect and defend your right to peacefully protest, we ask that you respect the memory of those officers for whom this organization, they became and has been built ever since. Now, please be mindful that the new men and women of the CPPA consider all life sacred and that a police officer loses his or her life every 48 hours in this country. All lives matter. Be safe and enjoy the water. Steve Loomis, the voice of patrol officers." We have to look and try to see if we can dig into some of those, you know, things that were said to make sure it's true. But Greg Greer, Rice family spokesman, said Loomis was insensitive. And Tamir's mom said the city's refusal to take responsibility for Tamir will only spark more outrage, according to the Department of Justice report that shows police abuse of authority actually exists. Now, Tamir's cousin is calling for arrest warrants to both officers involved in the shooting. She pointed out the CPPA paid brelos, attorney fees, and protect police officers no matter what cops do. And they also invoked the Fifth Amendment that keeps them from incriminating themselves, just like Lohman and Garnback just did. But when citizens like you or I would be accused of contempt of court if we pleaded the Fifth. Now, Sergeant Major Stokes of the Black Man's Army said Loomis' water won't quench the thirst for justice. And I was able to state that I wasn't asking for, but demanded justice. And when Loomis got his union job, you know, he got the job back around January. He said he would reach out to activists, victims, and the community. But as I poured out the water, his water, I let the news media know, instead of pouring water on fires, he's pouring gasoline via his comments, and he's basically an arsonist and a fire starter. Now, that's all I need to say on that. Before I get into anything else, I want to let people know, Donna Walker Brown, she has a press conference looking at racial profiling. She has a case against the Cleveland police because of them profiling her down at the Horseshoe Casino. And that's tomorrow morning at 9:30 a.m., the Justice Center Lakeside entrance. There's a court hearing about that, 10:30 a.m., 14th floor, courtroom D. And getting back to anything else, I love when a plan comes together. and I'm basically giving out as much information as I possibly can. That makes me feel real good. So I'll tell you what I can do to make me feel just a little bit better. I'm going to go back to a song that made it to number one last year, did its thing. A track by the name of Rise and Fall, HJS Music.
Music, and that's just how it is. We all gonna have our good days. We gonna have them days that's not so great. But you gotta search in your heart, and you gotta find your personal reason to keep going. For real. Drama in my everyday life got me so that I'm looking to take off with no direction to know. I want to blow, but as an underground artist, I'm good. Plant my feet in the dirt and stay repping the hood. HJS, and I can't tell you how this life's gonna end, but I can draw you out a vision with a pad and a pen. Once again, it's time to put it all on the line, and there's a rhyme and a reason when we talking about mine. I'm trying to climb to the highest plateau, but there's some sections to this movie that I just can't show. Don't wanna tell you that my shit is all peaches and cream, but there's a price to be paid when you're doing your thing. It's not a dream. If you can bang it, you can make it true. But there's some dirt 9 to 5 that you got to do. Like pushing through when your arms are sore. There's no victory until there's a war. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I still remember how we used to be. One man, one mission to God. But I'm humble, dog, cause times are hard. I can't spend my days looking back on the past, cause see, this life gets away from you fast, and I'm hoping to last. There's so much to be seen in a world full of color, but it's focused on green. I mean, I can't even walk the scene no more, unless I spend a bill on my jeans or more. It's crazy how I used to get down, but now I try to keep my feet on the ground, cause I'm loving the sound of the youth right now. I know the future gon' rock and hit the proof right now. When there's a million ways to lose your soul, how about some self-control, you feel me? I'm speaking to the world as a whole, dog, and now I'm getting ready to roll. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. I never thought that I would reach the point where I couldn't see light, be surrounded by darkness that's as cold as the night. But see, I'm gifted in my own right, and have to be out on my solo if it ain't right. That's how it is, how it is nowadays, and I doubt it would change. No room for misconception when it comes to this game. I understand it well, from the vision to the art, and the only way to get it is by playing your part from the start. I never thought that I would see a million, but establish a base where I can feed my children. Keep on building as I work it from my home. A nigga grown, so I got to get it on my own. Put my beard in, draw lines in the sand. Kick around for a second, then it's back to the plan. Cause man, you can only play the cards that you see. But me, I'ma keep it popping till I'm finally free. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all. No, I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, yeah. I ain't even tripping at all, dog. I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall,
you know.
I ain't even tripping at all.
No,
I ain't even tripping at all. As I rise and fall, 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 as I rise.
There you go, As I Rise and Fall. And we have a few minutes left. Somebody I know didn't want me to get into this story, and I'm glad I didn't do it earlier, because people would have probably blamed me and said I was bothering somebody and that's what caused the Cavs to lose, and that's not the case at all. I want to give this credit out to, well, of course,
if I use the terms FHA, which is the Federal Housing Authority, I want to tell a little story of one of my favorite poor little rich boys, Dan Gilbert. You know, he had gotten into a little bit of trouble earlier when he said Quicken Loans was unfairly targeted. And, you know, it was at least 2 weeks after his mortgage company was sued by the federal government. Quicken Loans chairman, Dan Gilbert, he had blasted the United States Department of Justice, saying he believes it's trying to score points with Americans by going after big players in the mortgage industry. Now, Gilbert, who is majority owner of the Cleveland Cavs, had given an interview where he said he's fighting a lawsuit from the government primarily out of principle that Quicken Loans has about 11,000 employees, a few hundred of them in Cleveland, and Gilbert is also founder and chairman of Rock Ventures, which operates Cleveland's Horseshoe Casino. Now, what makes things very interesting about all of this is the U.S. government sued Quicken Loans, alleging the Detroit-based company committed just-to-close bad loans insured by the Federal Housing Administration. That's it, FHA. Anyway, a practice the Justice Department says cost taxpayers millions of dollars and hurt neighborhoods when the homes went into foreclosure. Now we're getting to what foreclosure actually is. Quicken Loans is the nation's largest FHA lender and a company that FHA itself often turns to for advice on improving the lending process. Now, Gilbert said the government tried to coerce him into paying a multi-million-dollar penalty and admitting his company committed fraud, with the alternative being that it would file a suit that would become public. Gilbert did say, "We're not going to write a check and admit something because we fear you. For us, the check would have been one thing. The worst part about it is you try to tell us we have to make an admission of something that he feels is remotely guilty of, and you can't take people's reputations away that they built for 30 years and try to force you to say something that isn't true." Now, the thing is, the mortgage guys do something fraudulent. You absolutely should go after the mortgage guys, he said. But I think we got swept up with that. We just happen to now be the largest FHA lender. And if the government was really trying to crack down on something, Gilbert says, why wouldn't it go after some of the smaller FHA lenders whose default rates are much higher than the leaders that have been targeted? Now, the company wrote about 250,000 FHA loans from 2007 to 2011 and a random subpoena for files on 322 specific loans. And the government auditors decided it took, and they looked at about 116 that defaulted. So they're looking at 55 or 47% had defects or mistakes, which is a whole lot if you're supposed to be a major company. So the government then looked at that amount and determined that large portions of Quicken Loans portfolios contain fraud. So, you know, you end up getting into a whole lot of trouble when you deal with something like that. Now, Gilbert did argue, you can't reasonably say that just because these handfuls of defaulted loans had mistakes, that the same proportion goes into all loans and that they must have all had. I will go out there and say, it suit the government said Quicken Loans knowingly submitted or caused the submission of claims for hundreds improperly unwritten FHA-insured loans, and that the company had a process that encouraged employees to disregard FHA rules and falsely certify compliance. Now, Gilbert did say, which is always in trouble, would you admit you're not perfect? But you can't generate 250,000 FHA loans without an occasional mistake. When you have 11,000 employees out there, one or two people might do one wrong thing. We'll catch them because of our quality control. But, you know, something is wrong because when you have that large of a percentage, you might wonder if they or Gilbert has not properly looked after all of his employees. The Justice Department is still looking into that. And it will be very interesting. But that's the Department of Justice job. On police issues or anything else, they don't just come through to ask to sit at the table for tea and crumpets. With that being said, I want to take a couple of minutes to see what's going on with this 216
650 phone number. What's going on out there?
Well, good evening, Brother Al. I hope you're doing very well today. This is
I'm doing excellent.
Awesome, awesome. And I feel very grateful to have gotten through in these last few moments of the show. And please keep me aware of our time limits. I want to be respectful of your time. But I, of course, am calling about the matter at hand. Of course, there are several matters and extenuating circumstances that surround the issue itself with regard to Mr. Ronald Hargis, who had been insidiously arrested and detained unjustly since the 10th of October of 2014 by the city of Cleveland, and was held there at the county jail in Cuyahoga County here until about December 23rd of last year. And you were there at one of the trials at which there were a string of concerning this matter, and he was then transferred to Grafton, where he stayed until approximately late March, early April, without my knowledge. And he has not been treated very well, has been starved, and just is not being treated well at all. Phone privileges being limited, just to name a very few. Interestingly enough, Brother Al, as Sister Coleman called in on yesterday, and this show here is absolutely anointed for this time, as is Brother Art's show on yesterday. It's strangely enough, the saga that is very heinous that came against me back in about 2004 by Target started in University Heights / Shaker Heights Muni court system. And I tell you, these people are so very insidious that they do not have any regard or think that you are absolutely going to stand up for yourself in these matters. And I went through a battery of having been arrested within that court system. And what was so funny about it, when Target Stores had actually accused me falsely, they waited 2 weeks, and it was a premeditated thing before they actually went into the area and had several, as equal, crooked merchants to let them know when I came back into the area so that they could then have me apprehended. South Euclid, as well as the University Heights Police System and Shaker Heights Police Systems, are involved in all of this. So I know that this sister absolutely speaks the truth, and I know that her nightmare is so very similar to mine. So I absolutely had to call in and touch on this. And additionally, this saga has continued with a stalking by these people, that some of which she has named within the realm of the Shaker Heights court system and with regard to Cleveland police. So they have coached and they have recruited many as equally insidious and duplicitous individuals within this realm of this character assassination campaign and human rights violations, just to name a few that have come against Mr. Hargis, my fiance, and myself. And so this is absolutely something that does need to be attacked. Something needs to be done about this. Chase Bank, RTA, RTA Police, the general manager for RTA, ABC Management, which is absolutely involved in this, per the townhome that I live in, or I could go into detail further, but I know your time is limited, are just a few of these insidious individuals, in addition to the Parma, Ohio court system and the Lakewood, Ohio court system, not to mention the Cleveland, Ohio court system is involved in this, and the city of Cleveland. And knowing that your time is a little limited here, I can absolutely assure you that if the Cleveland police did not have those body cams, they would still be very, very heinously pursuing Mr. Hargis and I per their insidious acts of harassment.
What I will put out there to help you out is that July the 6th, talking about University City Hall, that's where Kathy Coleman will be handling things on July the 6th. That's Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. For more information on what she's going through, you can check out ClevelandUrbanNews.com, which is the personal newspaper that she puts out. And I also want to let people know real quick that Black Man Army meetings that come up but directly following that, if you can come to a Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, 14715 Euclid Avenue, Lee Road intersection at the Resource Center, we'll be glad to help you. As we head out, I just want to put out one number, which is 216-804-7462, and thank you very much for calling. Have a blessed evening.
Thank you. You do the same.
No problem.
All right, and I'm going to leave you with something new from a man, Solomon Kane. Have a blessed one. Stay safe.
Just because you act up,
don't make you a G.
Just because you fuck some.